You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Rhyme.
And treason.
Do you know what else is pretty badass?
What?
Your mom?
No, besides my mom.
We went to, Tijuana, Mexico, you know, and we thought it'd be fun, you know, to go to this show. Everyone's, you gotta check out one of these shows. And, you know, it's a woman fucking a horse. We get there, and, you know, we think it's gonna be awesome, and it is not as cool as it sounds like it would be, man. It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
You think a woman fucking a horse, and you get there, and it's a woman fucking a horse.
Yeah.
It was really giving it to her. And you know what? To be honest, I felt bad for her. We all just felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Kind of felt bad for the horse.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Getting down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. Get down. Hit it, fellas.
Yeah, all right now. Got some P-Funk in the background for episode 17.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at ya, the anniversary edition, part two. We've been a podcast for a year.
That's right. And people still listen. More people listen now than ever before.
Kind of hard to believe, but it's sweet.
We appreciate it. Thank you. To all of you who have sent us spam, letting us know that we've won the lottery or heir to an Arabian fortune, we thank you as well.
Thanks a lot, Arabia.
Speaking of Saudi Arabia, someone actually listened to our show from Saudi Arabia, from Kuwait, from freaking Taiwan. We're all over the map these days.
That's some crazy shit, but we've been drinking some beers.
Damn straight.
As we always do here on Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Eating some pizza as well. We do that a lot.
If you caught the Fight Music Edition, I hope you tolerated it. There was some drunken ugliness.
Very
for sure.
Drunken.
But you made it through it. Enough of the self-promotion. But as far as Rhyme and Treason goes, I will promote that shit till the end. We got a new website.
So help us promote it as well. Our new website, rhymeandtreason.com.
Go check it out, please.
Also, you know, tell your friends on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter about us as well. Rhyme and Treason Radio is who we are.
Extreme internet access.
Hardcore. We make fucking Howard Stern look like the Pope, that pussy.
Howard Stern, you suck. Fuck you. Jimmy the Saint.
Jimmy the Saint. Thank you kindly for your input.
An old friend I haven't seen for a while, apparently listens to the show.
One of the most highly requested bands for this edition, Talking Heads.
We got a shitload of Talking Heads. We're going to play it.
That's right. We got a shitload of everything. We're going to fucking blow your mind, people.
We're going to rock it hardcore.
From other folks, Jeff requested some Dave Matthews Band. We'll have that coming your way a little
bit
later.
Any request will be fulfilled. Damn, that's a guarantee.
Although, to Caddy, I do apologize. I could not find the Fresh Prince song that you requested, although that shit is dope, and I will find it soon enough.
I can't believe we don't have it. I thought we did, actually.
They didn't have it at the dollar store. You know what they did have, though?
Oh, we're going to rock it so hard.
We are so going to play this CD later.
You heard Hulk Hogan. That was another dollar store purchase.
That was on the previous
like
episode.
8 years ago. It was featured on when we actually had a real radio show.
On KZFR 90.1.
Yeah,
FM,
in
Chico, California.
Don't promote those hippie fucks.
For the Sacramento Valley, the internet.
They suck ass. But we're here. And anyway, so we found another hilarious dollar CD. We're going to play some tracks off this.
It's some Jewish hip-hop, and it's not Modest Yahoo. I can guarantee you that.
Jewish hip-hop till the end.
Oh, my God. This is the best CD ever.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be great.
And also, we got stickers. Stickers? You guys want stickers? Email us, rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com.
Gower's got actual envelopes with addresses and names on them on his desk.
And for those of you that are already receiving stickers,
it's dedication, people.
There's a little special prize in there for you guys as well. So make sure to open that package up as soon as you get it, kids.
Yeah. Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at you from Sacramento, kicking ass in your face, punk rock, hip hop,
funk, 80s, blues, jazz. We don't give a fuck. We'll play it if it's
hilarious.
Worth it.
Will Ferrell clips, of course.
Oh, shout out to Andrea. I'm not sure if I'm getting your name right, man. But out there in Italy, all the way on the other side of the world from us, checking our show out. I had some difficulties trying to download your tracks, man. I will try and get you on our show one of these days. Stay tuned. Talking Heads coming up.
Rhyme.
And motherfucking treason.
Swing down, sweet chariot, stop, and let me ride. Swing down. Hey, man. Did you touch my drum set?
Nope.
It's just weird, because seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah, that is weird. Because I didn't touch him.
Hey! Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drumstick. Because the left one has a chip in it.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Fuck you, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
Get out of my face, or I'm going to roundhouse your ass.
You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then.
I don't have to swear to shit.
That's because you fucking touched my drum set. Because I know cops doesn't start till 4. Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nut sack on your drum set. Okay?
Do that. I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
Dedicated to all the Jews and Gentiles that have been down since day one. Welcome to Diaspora Records. We got Dr. Drek, MC Meshuggah, Judah, and myself, Master Tav, representing 12 tribes and the one that got lost. We wish you peace to decrease the diaspora, making it one tribe right here, right now, and for all eternity. We're Jews on a mission, uniting all people, representing West Coast to East and back again. Cause you're hearing the new sounds, the positively novel rapping Jew sounds of Chutzpah, the world's first ever Jewish hip-hop supergroup. Yeah, that's right. Gather round, Menitzels. Listen to the beats, move your feet to the tantalizing treats you're about to hear. Sit tight, we're making it right on the mic. Going worldwide, multi-platinum in our sights. Chutzpah's calling it out. We'll be right back.
away from the ground on down.
For the children of America. So you better warp a call to the Bammy, cause the Cammy Town's a pity on the panty style. Hootie says cigarettes and fast food burgers are bad like netta time. And don't drink malt liquor, cause you don't need to, cause you're okay. Sadate. Also, eat all your vegetables and don't bang the dilly.
Let you go. Hard for you, I've fallen, but you can't break my fall. I'm broken, don't break me. When I hit the ground, to the bones. You said always and forever. Don't believe you, baby. You said always and forever. Such a lonely time. It's alright. what we're having so beautiful. But I feel heaven like floating at the bottom of the sea. Some devil, some angel got me to the bone. You said always and forever. Now I believe you, baby. You said always and forever. Such a long and lonely time. I wish I was dead and you were breathing, just so that you could know. Inside of me, why can't I set you free? You said always and forever. No, I believe you, baby. You said always and forever. Such a long, lonely time.
Coming in on Podbean.com, episode 17, Rhyme and Treason.
Episode 17, the anniversary edition, part 2, Rhyme and Treason Radio, DJ Gower, DJ Matador,
and
in the studio.
Special guest DJ, DJ
Gabby. DJ Gabby, what's up? How are we doing tonight? Buenas noches.
Yeah, DJ Gabby throwing it down.
Bringing the
I'm glad to be here tonight, honestly. I mean, celebrating the 1 year anniversary of 17 shows. I've been throughout the whole year of witnessing, you know, the whole holidays and the theme shows throughout the whole year have brought me to another level. I'm actually excited every minute. I don't know what's going to be played next. Punk rock, funk, metal, I don't know. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. Random music. We have a shitload of music, and we're rocking it.
Well, you know, as you said, a lot of people like to have requests, so we've been filling requests. We did some Talking Heads. We did some Dave Matthews Band, some Ben Harper, some Black Keys. What about you, DJ Gabby? You got any requests tonight?
You know what? I mean, come from like a Latin background. I'm always need to hear some salsa, something like a little bit of samba background. I mean, whatever. I like funk.
We had Mexican taco stand music that you gave me on the last show.
Yeah, we did.
Which one are we talking about?
It was La Paranda
in
from,
B minor.
Mariachi de los.
You know what's
Campos.
Funny is.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's a good little mix I got earlier, and it's good old school mariachi music, and it's kind of cool that you're into it. But you know, I'm all over to some different salsa music. I don't know, whatever. Play some rock, whatever. We're down for anything.
All right, I'm going to change the subject. Basically, we had this entire show done, and it got erased.
Yeah,
it's the one-year curse, actually. Our first episode was such a struggle. It was ridiculous. We were retarded. Had a different recording program that was like $10 or something, and it was just terrible. Yeah. We barely made it through, and anyway, it's just funny that it got erased.
But we're here now. Rocking the shit.
We are, of course.
How important time was it? Like, how much lost time?
Probably a couple hours. It's probably like 2.5 hours lost. We had it completely done.
The last segment of the show, actually. And,
you guys missed out. Great show.
Anyway, it's been a year. Rhyme and Treason Radio. We're going to fucking rock it. So here we go. Rhyme.
And Treason.
Yeah, nice burp.
Hey, baby. Yeah. You know we've been together for a long time, right?
Yeah.
But I got one question to ask you.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Good. But I got one more question.
Yeah.
Will you sign the prenuptial agreement?
What?
Looks like you got a little pain behind those eyes.
Yeah, maybe a little.
You're the only one cure for that.
What's that?
Weed. You got any? Well, let's go surfing.
This is the Blithering Idiot from the Blithering Idiot Show on Podbean.com. You're listening to Rhyme and Treason Radio, the voice of treason in an otherwise sane world. Hey, DJ Gower, where's that $20 you owe me?
Yeah.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at you, episode 17, the anniversary edition, part 2.
And surprise, DJ Gobby just announcing just a...
DJ Gobby's in the house.
Enjoying this night tonight. The 100th, 1 year, and 75 shows today, right? Correct? How many, am I wrong? 75?
17.
Oh, I'm sorry.
17.
17. I can't wait to be at 75th, but...
Yeah, well, one day.
One day.
Yeah.
But yeah, playing some Mono Chow. I just actually saw them out a couple of years ago. Great band to watch live. I'm just was disappointed that I didn't get to know their music before I watched them first time. That's awesome. What's up? How we doing tonight?
Oh yeah. You slammed the mic on my knuckle. That was that noise. I'm doing fucking great. Because it's Rhyme and Treason Radio. We had some police involvement.
Yeah, there was a helicopter.
It was like vehicles. Terminator, like Gower said. We stood in the backyard. This shit was armored up. It was like Jungle Strike.
Jungle Strike.
Some Hellfire missiles were going to be fired on our asses.
It's just watching cops outside your front yard.
Anyway, they were like on the loudspeaker, go inside your house and all this crazy shit.
We were actually kind of concerned that they were
like,
going
to... What the fuck?
Unleash the canine unit on DJ Gobby just because he was Mexican.
Yeah, I know. We were just going to lock the door and watch him go down.
I witnessed the cop.
Just kidding.
So, Gobby, you say that you're well-versed in the ways of the BBC as far as what's going on in Egypt. Please expand upon this point.
Okay, well, basically, if I want to put in layman's terms... All right, so we got somebody going as a president for the last 30 years has promised, you know, good government political freedom of choice of who wants to be the next president... But, unfortunately, this last guy, he's been reigning for the last 30 years and has not promised anything. So these people are fed up. And so you got some rioting people, and now you got the government. And sometimes, you got me in this, oh man, you got me in a deep conversation right now. But basically, what I want to wrap things up is that Egypt wants freedom. And right now we got a president over there that is thinking he's going to give the best freedom.
He's been around for like 14 to 15 years.
No,
with zero
years.
Complaint. Out of the blue, this like uproar occurs. They've been in poverty for fucking like 20 years, right?
I tell you what, the best thing...
America's behind it, I'm telling you right now.
Whatever
America's trying to put some fucking piece of shit in there to like try to run a democracy. Like, come on.
The show is sponsored by Stella Artois, Eye of the Hawk, and
I'm sorry, man. It's just like, come on, dude. And why in the fuck they're protesting in Egypt and all the fucking billboards and signs and everything are in English? Oh, what? Oh, okay. It can be on CNN 24 hours a fucking day.
Dude, the fucking
so people can fucking be snowed by, oh, Egypt wants freedom. Yeah, fucking right, dude. They've been under a dictatorship for 20 fucking years. Like, give me a break. All right, I'm sorry.
So here it is.
All right.
The Bangles walk like an Egyptian.
I had to sell my Bangles records. I was still working on memorizing all the words. My back is hurting from the chair I'm sitting on. Where's the Tylenol? If I lay down flat on the floor, it usually kind of fixes it. Tony Danza from Who's the Boss says, A-O, A-O, O, A-O, A-O.
Always on the mic for MCs who really don't know what we doing. It's time to do it. We got Cash, we got Dale, we got Tajay, we got A+. Come on, y'all, please, can we get busy?
I put my pencil to the paper and watch lightning strike. Casual, the innovator in a state of advancement. MC Scolder, break dancing on the lake when it freeze over. So much game, I told her I'm a disease holder. And I still hit it, bust a nut in her eye and made her deal with it. The straight bump, y'all, you get your best degree. Whatever that says, dude, don't let you come next to me. Mentally, I'm compatible with Macintosh, and I could get a nigga's bitch in the sack to floss. Hop on the microphone, acting lost, unaware, unprepared, then I bust off the top, and niggas get scared.
Now I told y'all I wasn't playing. It's hieroglyphics in here. Now that's cash. Now you know that's how it was. That's how it is. We about to fool with my next man, April E.
Hey, to the plus must do ya, bust through ya. Defenses with lyrics mentally muscular. Holding down like cement shoes to make you drown, right? This is what we do if we the crew you sound like. I can't stand a person biting someone's creativity. I have so many styles that you can take one as a gift from me. It's like deja vu whenever you pop they taping. Lying more than Satan, falling off like they was ice skating. Trying to get they mic taken. You get scolded and chastised. My holy mic is baptized. Giving flat lines to you rap guys. And still send you back with black eyes. One of my youth tell a fat lie.
Now if I'm the teacher, I gotta give that an A+. You know what I'm saying? Now let's make room for the man, the myth, the great-great-granddaddy of hieroglyphics, Dell.
Hold up, stop the presses, this just came in. Dell's done it again, you gotta get his name in. He's infallible in battle foes and battle royals. Collects all the spoils and soil celebrities. Shape my fantasies to form lyrical odysseys. Not modestly, I show my ass for all to see. Polish and wax with facts sharp like tacks. To stop your heart like cracks with a part the tracks.
Now you know that's self-explanatory. Now we about to get busy with my man Tajay. Break out your notebooks and your pads. Listen real closely to what this brother has to say.
I kick the acrolect dialect. It's sacrilege stepping in the sanctuary of the sacrosanct. Do not desecrate acquiesce before I desiccate all your flows and leave you dry as bones. It's awful how I decimate, but also awesome. People say that they saw something they cherish their lives long when I expectorate upon a song. To be honest, number one, what I expect to rate. Not for just the crown jewels, a scepter out for justice. An exposition of the rest is jesters with a lackluster composition. Suckers and esters thinking that hieroglyphics won't fuck you.
Oh my goodness, I told ya, once again, it's hieroglyphics. We got the smooth lineup. Tajay, A+, Dell, Casual, they just tow it up. Forget about it, leave it alone. It's hieroglyphics from here on out. You don't know what you're doing, and me, I'm the extra prolific whiz kid.
Bam, who next?
Oh, if I were president, if I were president, I'd make sure all the money spent on good things. I wouldn't have no land in my pocket. I'd rock it, I'd rock it, I'd shock it. I would not jock the fact that there are rich people in the world. Because, yo, I got a girl and she needs new clothes and I need new sneakers. And that's all I know. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president. Was president, I would not carry oh no spare change. I would just rearrange the whole government structure, cause there seems to be something that's messing with the fluxure of the money. It's not coming to me, so now it's time for me to tell my homie Jammer D. So I'm looking at my wallet and I do not have a buck. Damn, I'm out of luck. Damn, I'm feeling stuck.
Gentlemen of an extraordinary league. You never see me blowing on no ordinary weed. What I'm smoking ain't a product of no ordinary seed.
Chevy tree. I'm feeling merry as a Tyler Perry scene, man. Monetary gangrene. We tried to launder the cash and never came clean. So now I'm in the story with all them cats before me in smoke. Purgatory for doing the same thing. And them niggas ain't changed. Them niggas can't change. Your mom shake their head, say it's such a dang shame. The train to the bus, then another dang plane. My stage and my government, they ain't the same name. I'm a rock star, loving that my wallet chain ain't. I'm a rider, they saint. I'm a modern day king. My definition I can finally explain. Cold smooth like that dude Sean Connery was playing. I just gotta be the man, I'm the father figure in. When I spit it something like a psychology exam. If you stand where I stood, you could probably understand how that mic feeling like $1 million in my hand. It's the silence of the lamb, go and cop another gram to twist. Which is Annie Percocet, Percodan, with your network and plan. You better look alive, cause them niggas outside looking desperate again. Nigga, in the blunts and liquor, killing my lungs and liver. The asthmatic, drug addict, I'm function with it. I put a rapper in a hole with a dust for sitting, for spitting. Played out better than once was hitting. I got news for you all, let me show you how to ball. See the legendary fall, I ain't heard of that. Y'all niggas is off the wall, like Arsenio Hall. I'ma put you right back where the dirt is at. 450 Fahrenheit on the thermostat. Somebody's talking like a white girl burning dead. But she not a earning yet. She couldn't put in the work for Nat Burner yet. The black microphone murder vet. I'm in the class of my own. If I got beef with you, you the last one to know. I arrive on time, I'm never fashionable. You late, I'm already internationable. I done twirled in Berlin, back in Beijing. You never seen nothing, can't say the same thing. That's somebody black though, yeah you know the name ring. So give him the game ring, for bringing what them niggas can't bring. My hustle is long, my muscle is strong, my man. Put the paper in the duffel, I'm gone. Y'all still a light year from the level of more. Just a pawn stepping right into the head of the storm. You been warned, I will blow y'all niggas in the disintegrate. I'm a rebel, renegade, must stay paid.
That's right, folks. Episode 17, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Round two, the full thing got erased. Then we re-recorded it. Yes. Coming up next, we're going to have the St. Patrick's edition. I can't wait for that. Drinking songs, Irish songs, blasting in your face. Mainly punk.
Faith and Magora.
DJ Gabby's bundled up like a little.
I'm really cold right now. It's actually cold. And anyways, I got two mics in my face, and I'm saying what's up because it's the last show of the year, and it's
what are you talking about?
It's our first anniversary show.
The last show of the year.
It's the last of the beginning.
It's February in 2011.
Yeah, it's like. Almost March.
Yeah, I was breathing into the mic really hard right there. I don't know what I was thinking. It's funny. I guarantee
just
you.
Remain in consciousness of the good times and the good music and just enjoy the night.
Yeah. Rhyme and Treason Radio. We've been around for a year. We got a new website. We're pumped on it.
Rhymeandtreason.com.
You're going to see some crazy shit on the website. Courtesy of DJ Gower.
That's what I do.
Yeah, there'll be a blog. His personal thoughts.
It's kind of cool sharing this moment with fools because it's like I've seen these guys grow and like every year they just perfected their master talk with talk and good radio and some silly.
We perfected our master. Yeah.
So, yeah, here's to them. And I wish them a good year this year. And,
we'll keep bringing you Rhyme and Treason, rocking it to the max.
Always a drunken good time here. You know, to all of those that support us, Cannabis Times Radio at Podbean, theicepodcast.com from the UK.
Blithering Idiot, your promos were amazing.
Awesome.
You're the man. Fucking A.
You may steal all of her ideas, but you do them better than we do.
I don't even know.
Well, it's what time is it now? It's ready to go. Are we going to play some last music?
All right, Gabe, just get to 9.
We're looking at 11:05.
Blah blah. Blah. Yeah.
Did I just mumble my last comment?
I think you did.
Well, you're shut down. It's about time to exit our show, but I think we go out with a good bang. Started off with some Metallica or something. I don't know.
All right. Sounds Metallica. Like how about Damage Incorporated?
That could be a possibility.
Just blend both of them together and see how we get out of that. What would that equal out to? Combo of that.
Right now in the background, by the way, we got Rockabye Baby's
going on.
It's 11:13. Radiohead.
Episode 17. The anniversary edition.
This is like a children's lullaby track, by the way.
It is. Trippy Gower music, of course. Crime and Treason, that's what it's all about.
Out to another one of our unofficial sponsors of the show this evening, Red Bull.
Shit. The most delicious energy drink of all.
It shrinks my testicles.
Yeah. I'll embrace that. Anyway, here we go. Thanks
is a
for
great
tuning
movie.
In. We appreciate it.
Be yellow, yes. That was
and,
loved it.
Yeah. Irish drinking St. Patrick's next show.
That's right. Coming up.
1 year anniversary. Yeah. All right, we're out. Rhyme.
I thought we were going to keep going, man.
Okay. I'll keep going.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So,
more talking, I guess.
Well.
Because what the fuck? I mean,
unless we get some hate mail, I mean,
we're rocking it in sack. I like it.
So, like he was saying, coming up next, episode 18, the St. Patrick's Day edition. Some Irish punk, some funk.
Hell yeah, Celtic rock, drinking, green beer, good times.
What about Chico, you guys? I mean, a lot of good times, St. Patrick's Day in Chico. DJ Gabby, what's one of your favorite Chico St. Patrick's Day memories?
Well, you know, originally I was there from 98, and I would have to say barely within the second year I got more into the understanding how best enjoy St. Patrick's Day, and it's like enjoy it at a nice house party with a punk band, and then you got a DJ, and that was on Warner Street at actually over here DJ Matador's house. It was a great time. It was awesome. Anyways,
I think that might have been the year our toilet was destroyed. Yeah. And that was the most awesome St. Patrick's Day party of all. Actually, that's the last house party I've ever thrown, because the next day, hungover as fuck, we pounded many kegs. The toilet was completely destroyed. The pieces of the toilet, someone has taken them out, broken them into small pieces. So, what do? Scott's dad, the carpenter, to the rescue with
the
brand new toilet. And yeah, so we installed the new toilet the day after St. Patrick's Day. Hungover as fuck.
And then they found out that the mounting ring underneath was completely rotted.
Oh, the stupid, like, gummy ring around it.
Exactly.
It's like the most disgusting thing you've ever encountered in
completely
your
rotted,
life.
Full of urine.
You're just like,
over,
this
like,
is so ridiculous. You're like, yeah.
So could you imagine, like, having a raging St. Patrick's Day party and the only bathroom in your house goes out? So this is what happened. I mean, there was people on the roof, there was people
it was
in
destroyed.
Trees, there was people in pits.
Also, the bottom of the toilet was cracked, the porcelain part.
All over the place, there was just furniture being broken, being moved all over the place. I remember Mr. Forte destroying the couch at one point and destroying the shelves off the...
That was a good one. That was a good one, man.
You know, one of the artists you guys have heard here on Rhyme and Treason, La Gente, or The People, I had them up to Chico 1 year for a St. Patrick's Day party, and that was rather interesting. They played like a 5-hour set, and there was like 75 people in my house that I had lived in for like 3 weeks, because I had just moved to Chico, and I didn't know like any of these people. But that was the cool thing about Chico, is that you could have 75 people in your house you didn't know. And when they all left, nothing was missing.
Except one time someone stole a Clash album out of all my CDs.
Bastards!
I'm sorry, but that's a pathetic selection if you're going to steal a CD from me. So fuck you,
then
whoever did
that.
Then
also that poster, remember the Battle of the Bays poster?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my dude, you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
San Francisco Giants World Series.
Yep, Battle of the Bay, classic.
You mean Oakland A's World Series.
Yes, you're right. You're right, Matthew.
All
right,
yes. We just won the championship. Don't even go there. Anyway, we're going to fucking get the fuck we're going to get the fuck out. Because we got the Irish show to do, man.
Yeah.
We're going to shred it.
We're going to shred it for you.
So, yeah, 1 year anniversary. Check out the new website.
RhymeAndTreason.com. RhymeAndTreasonRadio@gmail.com. We have stickers, t-shirts coming soon, all that good shit. If you do something that we wouldn't do, please name it after us.
All right, here we go. We're out. Rhyme.
Peace. And treason.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.